good to have you back as we get back to this conversation. Can you believe that it's been 2 years now since old Joe Biden took a gold-plated pen, and got rid of the Keystone XL pipeline, and along with that, 11,000 jobs on the front end, thousands of other jobs and possibilities, the first real assault on American energy, considering we were independent internationally with energy for the first time in my lifetime just before that. Joining me is Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform President. Grover, good to see you.
Good to be with you.
You know, the war on energy began in the Oval Office the 20th of January, 2021. It's been unrelenting since, but I just did the story out of Huntington Beach, California, where they were going 100% green and said, well, we can't do that. We're getting killed. Our prices are going up. We can't get there. And they said, yeah, we're done with this plan. We went to 38% with a vote last night. This whole going green thing is fine until you see the bill and then realize it's completely unreliable to boot, right?
Well, you think we could look at what's happened to Germany with their higher energy prices, pricing them out of the market, only with massive government subsidies, which come at the expense of everybody else in Germany, can they even pretend to be sort of competitive? And that doesn't go on forever. We can see the future, and it's the failure that we have in Europe.
Yeah, we can see that. And yet, the Netherlands this week, this is just jaw-dropping to me, the Groningen gas field, the largest natural gas field in Europe, the Dutch government putting basically off limits forever so that the Europeans can, beg for a couple of candles and a chance to sit in the dark. I don't know what the plan is here, Grover.
Well, I know what the plan is, actually. The left used to tell us the government has to control our energy use because we're running out of it. Peak oil, and we're running out of all this energy. Then a number of things, including fracking, happened. And it turns out we weren't running out of oil. We weren't running out of natural gas. We weren't running out of coal. There was a tremendous amount of energy for, hundreds and thousands of years going ahead. Never mind when you get serious about nuclear energy, or maybe even there's some stuff you can do with hydrogen going into the future. There's no shortage. Well, the whole global warming thing was invented to have a reason to control your energy use other than we're running out.
Well, here's where I'm confused, and I want you to help me with this, because I can read, which is weird, right? But I can read all of these headlines about this little South American country called Guyana. It has found 11.5 billion recoverable barrels of oil, and they begin to be going to be going on full steam, 200 million barrels a day, something like that, beginning in 2035, which is weird to me, Grover, considering the world is supposed to come to an end in 2030. I know, because Greta Thunberg and Al Gore, who's screaming up boiling oceans and rain bombs this past week in Davos, Switzerland, says if we don't get this done now, we're all going to die. And yet Guyana's like, hey, look at all this oil. We're going to make tons of money. And ExxonMobil comes in and all these other countries that are coming in with their oil companies. Guyana's cashing in while we're turning out the lights. Makes no sense to me, sir.
Well, it's very important to the left if they're going to. We had Al Gore come and talk to our Wednesday meeting at one point just when his movie came out. And I said, I'm interested that there was this list of 10 things we were supposed to do when there was global cooling in the 70s. And that was a big crisis for which we had to use less energy and ride bicycles and be hot during the summer and cold at winter. And then it was global warming and the same list of 10 things we had to do. And then it was climate change and the same list of 10 things. Are there any of these 10 things that you want us to do? Like use less energy and ride bicycles and whatnot, and everybody lives together in cities and you're not allowed to travel very much. Are there any of those 10 things you shouldn't do anyway? Even if the angels came down and said, it's not warm, it's not cool. No, before I finished the thought, he jumped in. No, we should do them all. So he has a list of 10 things he wants to force people to do. And the argument can either be we're running out of oil and natural gas, until that is too obviously not true. Then it could be global cooling.
Remember when we were kids, Grover, you used to have this thing in elementary school called the Weekly Reader from Scholastic or something like that.
Yeah.
The Weekly Reader, right? And I remember going back to like first and second grade with the Weekly Reader, America, uses 50% of the world's resources, and America does this, and America's too rich. That was the theme that they were laying the groundwork for back then. America's too rich. America uses too many natural resources. Americans are greedy. And now they've kind of let that morph into Grover, if you want to be free and drive your SUV and go to work and be left alone and raise your family, it's because you're selfish. You're greedy and you're selfish if you want to drive an SUV. Because if you wouldn't take the planet's health and safety seriously, then we're going to tell you how it's going to be done. I mean, that's kind of the mentality, isn't it?
Yes, and it's devastating to America and to our opportunities. Think of what it does to people in Africa and Latin America and many people in Asia who don't have enough energy and will never have enough energy to get ahead in life if they really do shut down coal and oil and so on internationally. The other challenge, of course, is that China's paying no attention to any of these things. So we become increasingly not competitive with China on production and manufacturing because we're shooting ourselves in the foot and they're not. It's a really bad idea.
Yeah.
But if you're panicked that you're losing control of the population, you have to have, if everything's on electricity.
I want to focus just for a moment on the Silk and Road Initiative on China, because you've made a really great point that we need to put a spotlight on. Out of Davos, a lot of the folks in attendance, people like Al Gore, people like John Kerry Hines, these folks are all saying the same thing. Don't develop energy in places like Africa. Poor countries, don't develop your energy resources because it's bad for the planet, and we're going to pay the bill, and we're going to figure out how to take care of that. Meanwhile, China's coming along and saying, no. You develop your energy resources, we'll buy them. You'll prosper.
Yeah.
And we'll create infrastructure, we'll create hospitals and schools and all sorts of great things. And people are like, well, we'll take the Chinese offer. Why wouldn't we take that over this? Hey, sit here in the dark and maybe you'll get a check, a welfare check from America and France and Germany at some point. It's a no-brainer.
And the Democrat administration is out telling the rest of the world that we will pay them for all the damage that's done by going green, their economy. So I don't think most Americans understand the amount of money why in the UN does everybody vote for all of this stuff? Because they've all been told they'll get buckets of
American money.
Cash.
Yeah.
American cash. If they do these things, but nobody's agreed to that in Congress. Nobody's is aware of it in the United States that Biden is out making these promises with your future.
Of course. Yeah, they're squandering your future with somebody else's money. It's how the Biden family operates, I believe. It's how a lot of politicians, and in fairness, it's on both sides of the aisle, more on the left than on the right, but there are Republicans that are guilty of this whole scheme as well. So the war on energy has to stop, because short of vast amounts of cheap energy, America ceases to run properly. Our economy it'll be a train wreck, that's for sure. Grover, I'll give you the last word here.
This is why we live differently than people did 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, because plentiful energy is part of a successful world and a successful life.
Absolutely. Vast quantities of cheap energy make America run, make the economy run. Grover Norquist.
The world run.
That's exactly right. Grover, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. We've got to stop the war on American energy, stand up for what's right. If you want a windmill, that's fine. Have it in your yard. But on scale, sorry, it's not going to get it done. It's just not. Still to come, Dr. Michael Hutchison will join me here to talk about his incredible invention that'll keep your head on straight. Really, don't go anywhere.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.